got a trough moving into the southeastern states. Now, it's actually a weakening frontal system that's going to be driven south by a ridge of high pressure. It's going to maintain some fairly cloudy conditions, but relatively mild air and generally patchy light rain. The better of the falls about the alpine areas of New South Wales and Victoria, also about the northwest corner of Tasmania. But for Queensland, we've got onshore winds. Now, that's going to trigger some showers. They'll be isolated through to about the southern tropical coast, where they'll become a little bit more frequent, but then anywhere north of Cairns, we're looking at those showers becoming isolated again, and cloud increasing in the south, but relatively dry. Also looking at patchy rain over much of the inland of New South Wales. Should remain clear along the coast, but very overcast conditions, although that patchy rain reaching the far southeast late in the day. Rain across Victoria will gradually spread east in the afternoon, but in behind it there'll be some showers on and south of the ranges. We've also got rain spreading across Tasmania, but by the time we reach about lunchtime, it should start to contract further north, clearing to just the Bass Strait Islands as we head into the evening. And for South Australia, a little bit of patchy rain about the northeast clearing. We've got isolated showers elsewhere, a little bit more frequent about the southern coastal fringe, where there could even be an isolated thunderstorm or two. And a moist westerly wind flow across the southwest land division, triggering some potentially widespread showers, but most of those falls are expected to be light. And through the Northern Territory and Kimberley Pilbara region, expecting mostly dry conditions, just a bit of cloud about the far south of the Territory.